From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The music is Chopin. It's his first piano concerto. The pianist is Rafał Blechacz, a 28-year-old from Poland who's in our New York studio today because of a prestigious award that he's won. It's the Gilmour Artist Award. It's given every 4 years to an exceptional pianist, $300,000 to be dispersed over 4 years. Rafał Blechacz, welcome and congratulations on winning this.
Thank you very much.
And tell me, when did you learn that you had won the Gilmour Award?
I was in Berlin. It was in July last year. I got an email from Dan Gastin, the director of Gilmour Festival. He wrote me that he would like to have a meeting with me. So I supposed that the meeting will be about my next concerts at Gilmour Festival in 2014. But when I heard the news, I was extremely happy because I didn't expect this award.
tell me about you and playing the piano. You're 28 now. You won the Chopin competition in Warsaw when you were just 20. How young were you when you started playing and when you figured out you were going to be a pianist?
I was 5 years old when I started to play the piano, but I must tell you that my first fascination was the organ music, and I really wanted to be the organist, not the pianist, when I was a child. So my memories from my childhood are connected with going to the church and listening to the organ music. I was absolutely fascinated by the huge sound of the organ. But when I started to play more and more piano, I realized that this is the right instrument for me. So I wanted to play more and more Bach compositions, Mozart and Chopin, of course.
I should explain to people that when you won the Chopin competition in 2005 in Warsaw, you did the equivalent of not just winning a pentathlon, but winning every single event in the pentathlon. One event is the Polonaise, and you have a CD out in which you play the Chopin Polonaises. And here's a bit of you playing one which I think is fitting for a triumphant day when you've won a big prize. These pieces obviously mean a great deal to you.
Yes, it's a very famous piece. So it's the Polonaise from my last album for Deutsche Grammophon. I decided to record 7 Polonaises because I really wanted to show a specific, very typical Polish rhythm. The same we have in the mazurkas.
A Polish rhythm.
Yes, Polish rhythm. The folk music was a big inspiration for Chopin. So I'm very happy that I can show this specific type and the specific atmosphere of the Polish dance.
Have you listened to many recordings, whether they're Rubinstein recordings or other people's recordings of these pieces? And are there some which stand out to you as an ideal, or do you want to approach them more freshly?
I have many recordings with Artur Rubinstein, and it's a big inspiration for me. There are so many energy, so many poetical fragments. And the second pianist, one of my favorites, is Arturo Benedetti Michelangeli, the Italian pianist. And I love his Scarlatti, his Beethoven sonatas, his articulation. I think that he combined the intellectual aspects and emotional aspects in the interpretation very naturally. So it's absolutely amazing for me. But I think that the most important in the interpretation is to find your own way on the particular piece and to find individual view on the particular musical work.
How does that happen? I assume that there are Chopin pieces that you've been playing since the time that you were 12 or 13, and you've been at it now for 15 years. Have you always played a piece in your own way, or does that happen after you've played it 100 times? Or when do you find your own way through a Chopin piece?
I think it's a very natural process. Of course, the interpretation is changing. When I play the same repertoire in different concert halls, in different acoustics, on different pianos, different instruments, I think the interpretation is changing all the time.
But when you say it depends on the hall that you're playing in as well, because that's how you're hearing it and you're responding to the music that you're that you're
playing? Yes, sometimes I have to change some elements in the interpretation. For example, the pedalization, the articulation, because sometimes when I play in the Italian theaters where the acoustic is very dry, I have to change some parameters in the interpretation. When I play in the different concert halls with different acoustics, I have to think about different elements. So sometimes it's very important to talk with the tuner before the concert about the specific intonation to the specific repertoire, to the specific acoustic of the concert hall. It's very important.
Does winning the award, the Gilmour Award, does it alter your plans for the next few years?
Well, this is a great award, so now I'm thinking about my next projects. Maybe this award helped me with buying a new piano. I have a wonderful piano in my house, but this is the Steinway Model B. Mm-hmm. I would love to have Model D, the concert piano, so maybe this award can help. After my winning in 2005, I bought an extremely good piano, Model B, in Hamburg, because I realized that this is the bass. I really wanted to play more Debussy, and the colors and different shades of the sound is very important in this music. So I needed a very good instrument, and now I can study the sound, which is very important in Impressionism, but also in Chopin's music. I think very interesting is the middle part of the first Polonaise. There is an extremely beautiful melody. The harmony is very, very special. Very important for me was to create many different colors of the sound in this section. So I was very happy that I could study this repertoire on my new piano. It was very important before the recording. And also extremely beautiful and amazing piece for me is the last Polonaise Fantasy, Opus 61. Mm-hmm. There are so many improvised fragments and poetical fragments, and I really wanted to create totally different colors.
Colors, different colors.
Colors of the sound, yeah.
Yes. Rafał Blachacz, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Rafał Blachacz, who spoke to us from New York, is the winner of the 2014 Gilmour Artist Award.